Well, thank you very much for joining us today, Carla and Judy.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm at Marion County Public Health right now with Judy Van Hosen and Carla Vogt, and we're talking about Cervical Health Awareness Month, which is coming to an end here in January. And Carla, why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Okay. Well, in the United States, about 11,000 women are diagnosed with cervical cancer each year, and over 4,000 women die in the United States each year from this disease. And the human papillomavirus, which is otherwise known as HPV because nobody can say it, infection is the primary risk factor for cervical cancer. And regular pap tests and pelvic exams can detect cancer or abnormalities that may lead to the cancer of the cervix.
One of the concerns with cervical cancer is that usually there's no signs and symptoms. So if you don't get those routine pap smears, you're not going to know, and it's just going to grow and it's going to continue. There can be some signs and symptoms, but usually there's none. Abnormal vaginal bleeding, abnormal fluids leaking, those can also be signs, but they can be signs of other things too. So the best bet is to get those routine pap smears and also to be vaccinated young before you start sexual contact.
What age do you recommend starting those pap smears at?
I can tell you that. They recommend that you start at age 21 at the very top end, or 3 years after you start having sex.
The HPV vaccine is actually recommended for girls 11 or 12 years of age, and it can be given to girls starting at age 9.
So they recommend the vaccine before, then the pap smears aren't recommended until at least 21.
Yeah. 21 at the latest.
21 at the latest.
So if you start your sexual activity early, you know, say at 14, then you want to start getting those pap exams at 17.
And how often should you have those pap smears?
Well, it used to be conventional wisdom was that you had one every year, and which we women just dearly love that. But the American Cancer Society has done some testing, and they and CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, agrees with this. They are now saying that if you have had 3 normal paps within 5 years, you can drop back to every other year, and then you can go to every 3 years. And that's perfectly adequate because cervical cancer tends to be a slow-growing cancer.
Okay. And I know that they say sexual activity is one of the big ways that HPV can be contracted. Are there any other ways that people should be aware of? Or
I believe that that's only through sexual activity.
Right. The only way to totally protect yourself from HPV is to avoid any sexual activity that involves genital contact. Condoms may not fully protect against HPV. So you don't actually have to have sex to get HPV, but you have to avoid any genital contact.
Okay. And Carla, you actually run a program here at Marion County that deals with the cervical cancer and other cancer.
That's correct. It's called the Care for Yourself program. It was formerly known as the Breast and Cervical Cancer Early Detection Program. And that program is funded by a grant from the Centers for Disease Control, which is funneled to Iowa Department of Public Health, which is then given to us. And what it does is it's really pretty simple. It provides free screening services, and one of those free screening services is a pap test as needed under those guidelines that we just talked about. It also provides a mammogram, an office visit, and in certain instances, some blood work. And then also it covers some diagnostic testing.
Okay, and with cervical cancer, I know we talked about how symptoms are very hard to find, and that's why it's important to get these tests. But is there anything that maybe you can tell, any changes in your health or anything like that, that could be any indicator?
No, if you have the HPV virus, there's no signs and symptoms usually. And with cervical cancer, a lot of times there's no signs and symptoms.
The one thing that I've noticed with some of the ladies that are in my program, which is geared towards women 50 to 64 as the baseline, if you have gone through menopause and then suddenly you start having some vaginal bleeding, that is a sign you go to the doctor right now.
Is there anything else you guys want to mention about cervical health?
I would just like to recommend that everybody become up to date with their HPV vaccine. It is a series of 3 shots that will help prevent cervical cancer.
Okay. And I know Judy mentioned this at the beginning, but I think we ought to mention it again. The HPV vaccine is now approved for boys and girls, so you need to think of it like the mumps vaccine. One of our speakers one time had talked to us about this. When children get mumps, usually girls slide through it and they don't have any long-lasting effects. Boys that get mumps, it can make them sterile. Mm-hmm. So, but over the course of the years, they've given the mumps vaccine to both boys and girls to keep everybody safe. We need to think of the HPV vaccine the same way. Boys and girls both, to keep everybody safe.
All right. Well, thank you very much, ladies, for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.